In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We finish up our series on the readings from 1 John with this one. And like so many others, there are a couple of key things that stand out to me in this one. It's like, wasn't that interesting? First is this. Whoever loves someone who is a parent loves the child born to the parent. And the second is this. Following with that, this is how we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep God's commandments. This is the love of God. We keep God's commandments. God's commandments are not difficult. I've read the Ten Commandments. How about you? God's commandments are not difficult. Dot, dot, dot. That's not the end of the sentence, but that's where we're going to stop for now. So, to understand what John meant when he wrote that God's commandments were not difficult, you have to understand a few things that he knew. First, he understood God's commandments to be thus. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Boy, that's not hard to understand, but amen, it's hard to do. Who has a hard time doing it? I'll be the first to admit. It's easier to hate, or for that matter, strongly dislike those who are against us. It's easier to get upset with and forget that you love the person whose dogs bark all hours of the night. It is easier to be upset with or dislike the nincompoop who passes you and cuts you off and slows down on the road. It's easier to be disgusted with the person who gets in the 12 items or fewer line with their basket overflowing and forget that they too are worthy of the love of God and that they fit into that second part of that commandment when it says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So, what are the truths that John knew? He knew that the love of God and the love of human are inseparable. They are part of the same experience. They are tied together in that greatest commandment. They are not separate. There's not a period there. It's not love the Lord your God, period, love your neighbor. It's love the Lord your God, comma, and love your neighbor as yourself. They go hand in hand. You can't do one without the other. And he also knew that family love is part of human nature. Family love is part of human nature. A child naturally loves their parent, just as they naturally love their siblings. Nelson Mandela said, no one is born hating another person. People must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love, for love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite. To love another person is intrinsic. It's in our natural makeup. He says, man is not born to love, but he's also born to be loved. It's that give and take. It's that understanding. It's what we're built with. The world teaches us to hate. The world teaches us to look sideways at somebody. Friends, this is a broken and sinful world. My God. That's why this isn't the final destination. Amen? This is not it. There it is. And it's the world that teaches us to be hateful and cynical and unsympathetic and unempathetic, and there is a difference between those, sympathy and empathy. It's understanding that Everyone born of God must love those who have been similarly gifted, similarly born. You can't love the parent without loving the parent's children. It's part of it. Thinking that your child, a child is part of their parent, right? And I'll admit, when I first read that line, whoever loves someone who is a parent loves the child born to the parent, my first mind went to the step-parents. My first thought went to the adoptive parents. My first thought went to blended families, where it's not just a step-parent stepping in, but where it's a parent stepping in with her own children or his own children. You can't love one without all of them. When we truly accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, we go through a rebirth. It's like Nicodemus. Remember in John? Everybody pulls John 3:16 out, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, all that good stuff. But we forget that it was Nicodemus that asked, how do I get eternal life? And he says, you must be born again. And Nicodemus is like, yeah, I'm a grown man. Really? But birth on its principle always happens in a family of some kind, and rebirth is the same when we are accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, when we truly make that claim, when we truly own up to being Christians, we're reborn into the family of God. We are marked and claimed and adopted and loved by the Creator, who then we know as a parent figure. So that's tricky when the world teaches us, you don't look like me, I don't trust you. You don't think like me, I can't get with you. You don't believe what I believe, so we can't talk. When the world teaches, gather with those you're most like and ignore those who, or fight against those who are different. That sentence continues. God's commandments are not difficult. Here's the finish. Because everyone who is born from God defeats the world. And this is the victory that has defeated the world, our faith. Who defeats the world? Isn't it the one who believes that Jesus is God's son? Our faith, founded in that first principle of love, gives us the power to defeat the world. Oh, that's powerful. Gives us the power to defeat the world, to overcome the negativity and the sinfulness and the bitterness and the warring and the constantly gonna get all up in each other's Kool-Aid. That's Detroit coming out. Our faith, if we truly claim it, our faith is what gives us the power. Barclay posits that John knew a few more things. He said, one, it is the way of God to never lay a commandment on any person without also giving them the strength to carry it out. That is not the same as God only gives you what you can handle. No. It says God wouldn't call you to do it if he didn't know you could. With the vision comes the power, with the need for it comes the strength. The greater truth is this: our response to God must be the response of love. And for love, no duty is too hard and no task is too great. Love does amazing things. Say that again. Love does amazing things. Love rose from the dead that third day. Go earlier than that. Love rose Lazarus from the tomb. Love. Love turns that which would normally be a burden into no burden at all. The same is true between Christ and us. Yeah, I think it's a burden to lay down your life. But he did it out of love, which made it no burden at all. How many times, think about this for a minute, how many times have you done something for your child or a child in your life or a loved one in your life where if you did not truly love that person, there would be no way on this earth you would do it? Think about it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got those. I'm sure you do, too. See, here's the joy. When we become aware of the presence of God in Christ in our lives daily, hourly, by the minute, by the second, every breath, how powerful we then become. When we remember that we carry Christ in us, and that's easy for me to remember because my name is Christ in a. How much more powerful do we become against the powers of evil in our lives? This world is full of things. The human condition is full of things that try to steal our faith and try to tell us that, no, you can't do that. You're not strong enough. You're crazy. It's so much easier to hate the guy that cut you off on 27. Remember, my granddad's from Arkansas. Now you know that phrase from down there, oh, bless his heart. Instead of that being a flip comment, what if we said it and meant it? Oh, God bless that person deeply. And help me be a blessing to others. So go out and make your mama God proud. Go out and hold firm to your faith. When the devil's knocking at your door, say, get behind me, Satan. I'm God's and I know it. Live boldly. Ooh, live boldly into the love of God, remembering that you are loved and cherished and a fully equipped, full-fledged, fully indoctrinated child of God, member of the family. God's family has no steps, no kind ofs, no sort ofs, no adopteds. You all are, we all are, in that family. You are equipped. You are cherished. You are loved. And you have the power to tell the evil no. So go make your mama proud. Amen. Our hymn is number 343 in the blue hymnal.